We got stars directing our fate, 'cause we know we're falling from grace, millennium. All right, time for another edition of Millennial Words of the Week. And coming back to join me this week is my daughter, Sarah. Once again, I've woken her up. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I am.
Good morning. Wake up. I know it's early for you.
No.
But I appreciate you playing along with Millennial Words. These are millennial words as well as some are Generation Z words. So since you're Generation Z, I figured you'd be the person. You've either heard of these words or you haven't. So I'll give you the word, and if you think you know what it means, whether you know what it means or you think you know what it means, we'll see if you can get them correct, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready to play? Here we go. Here's your first word. Coronaphobia.
I don't know what that is.
Coronaphobia.
It sounds like, though, you're like someone scared of coronavirus. I don't know.
Yes, that is correct. The fear of catching the coronavirus is known as coronaphobia. See? Something new. See, well, you learned something new, but you got it right. So that's all that matters.
These millennials are making up dumb words.
Okay. Here's your next word. And this is kind of related to the last word, but here we go. Microcough.
What is that supposed to mean? Obviously, it's a cough. But what is a microcough?
Well, what do you think it means? Microcough. It's a tiny, almost imperceptible cough, usually hidden behind a mask due to asthma, allergies, or maybe even the dreaded COVID, so as not to alarm others to your potential of being the infected. So you walk to the store, you get a tickle in your throat, you didn't want people to think you were COVID contagious, so you let out a micro cough, just a little, you know. We've all done that.
Yeah.
All right, here's your last one for today, which has nothing to do with COVID or the pandemic. This one,
mm-hmm.
Are you ready? It's two words. I guess it's more of a phrase. It's ghetto spread.
What?
Ghetto spread.
I've never heard of any of these words.
Yeah, ghetto spread. But do you have any idea what you think it might mean?
I honestly don't know what that's supposed to mean.
You know what a charcuterie board is, right?
Yes.
A ghetto spread is like a charcuterie board, but much lower class. So instead of nice cheeses and curated meats and more like, you know, bologna and Kraft singles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there's that. So, want to set up a nice ghetto spread for tonight?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sarah. We'll check with you in an hour.